continue our time in worship through the hearing of God's word. Vamos a continuar nuestro tiempo de alabanza con la palabra de Dios. And we've been on a sermon series in the Gospel of John that we're calling The King and the Cross. And today we're going to be looking at how Jesus entered triumphantly into Jerusalem to take the cross. And so today's scripture reading is from the Gospel of John, and it will be right behind us, but you can go ahead and follow along in your Bibles as well. La escritura de hoy viene de Juan, and it is in the scripture right behind me. I will read it first in Spanish and then in English. Pueden abrir sus Biblias a Juan. Yeah. In John chapter 12, and it's going to be verses 12 to 19. Juan capítulo 12, versículos 12 al 15. I'll read first in Spanish, and then Ben will read for us in English. Esta es la palabra de Dios. Juan capítulo 12, versículo 12. Al día siguiente, muchos de los que habían ido a la fiesta se enteraron de que Jesús se dirigía a Jerusalén. Tomaron ramas de palma y salieron a recibirlo, gritando a voz en cuello: ¡Hosanna! ¡Bendito el que viene en el nombre del Señor! ¡Bendito el Rey de Israel! Jesús encontró un burrito y montó en él, como dice la Escritura: No temas, oh hija de Sión, mira que aquí viene tu rey montado sobre un burrito.
The next day, the great crowd that had come for the festival heard that Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. They took palm branches and went out to him shouting, Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the King of Israel. Jesus found a young donkey and sat on it, as it is written, Do not be afraid, daughter Zion. See, your king is coming, seated on a donkey's colt.
We can continue to verse 19, please.
Mm-hmm. At first, his disciples did not understand all this. Only after Jesus was glorified did they realize these things had been written about him and that these things had been done to him. Now the crowd that was with him when he called Lazarus from the tomb and raised him from the dead continued to spread the word. Many people, because they had heard that he had performed this sign, went out to meet him. So the Pharisees said to one another, See, this is getting us nowhere. Look how the whole world has gone after him.
Amen. Let's pray together. Vamos a orar juntos. Lord, we thank you for your precious, precious word. Te damos gracias, Señor, por tu palabra santa. And Lord, we just pray, God, that you, Lord, would speak to us in a way that is clear, in a way that is direct, God, this morning. Háblanos en una manera clara esta mañana. Lord, it's your word that gives light, your word that can illumine even those parts of our hearts that we don't want to share with anyone. But who we are before you is who we truly are. And God, would you pour out your spirit of wisdom and understanding, oh Lord, that our hearts and minds may be opened to know your truth and your way. We pray all this, Lord, in the faithful name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. We're currently on this Easter series that we're calling The King and the Cross. Estamos en una serie de enseñanzas sobre el Rey y la Cruz, where we see that in the Gospel of John, Jesus comes in to turn our world right side up. We looked at the passage where Jesus humbled himself, where he washed the feet of his disciples. And we looked last week on how Jesus himself humbled himself, how he became like us so that we could be with him. And this week, we're looking at how Jesus entered Jerusalem as king, but in a way that nobody expected. The scripture today is reminding us of this great entry that has come. These words that are so groundbreaking can sometimes be overlooked because we're so familiar with them. Hosanna. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna. Now, Hosanna simply means, in the Hebrew language, it just means save us. So when we're crying out and when we're singing Hosanna, we're crying out, save us, to our God. Hosanna significa sálvanos en hebreo. Now, this entry is not just like any other entry, but it's a very specific entry. Yes, it is Palm Sunday, and we celebrate that, but even more important than how the entrance occurred is who is entering. Who is entering is the primary part of this passage.
Aún más importante que cómo se produjo la entrada, quién entra es la parte clave de este pasaje.
Now, it's all about the entry, not about the palms. The palms are beautiful, they're exciting, they're sentimental, but it's all about who entered. And it's very easy to miss the true significance of this amazing event. Jesus enters willingly to fulfill his mission on the cross. Again, it's important how he entered, with the excitement and with the palms. But of first importance is who is entering. There is one entering to fulfill a mission. There is one entering who will bring about salvation and redemption for all people, including me and you, all of us. That will now be possible through the cross and through the resurrection. God is going to make all things new, and he's going to restore everything back to himself. Humanity and creation, it all begins in this moment with the entry of the King into Jerusalem.
Hay uno que va a cumplir una misión, salvación y redención que ahora se hace posible a través de la cruz.
The triumphal entry is a reminder that it is possible to know what's coming and still be surprised. Jesus had been telling his disciples what was to come, and they were still surprised by the entry. Palm Sunday is the first day of Holy Week. And it began so well. Everyone was willing to take part in this event, at least here in the entrance to Jerusalem. And throughout the gospel, Jesus had not been hinting, but he'd been telling the disciples directly that this was going to happen, that he was going to Jerusalem to die. Everyone was witnessing what was happening. Everyone here was witnessing and had expectations of what this proclaimed king riding on a donkey would do. He came in, but it was completely unexpected.
Todos los testigos tenían expectativas de lo que haría este rey proclamado y montado en un burro.
There was excitement. There was hope. There was anticipation from the crowd, but what unfolds is something so different than what anyone would have thought or expected.
Cristo entra en una manera inesperada.
Now, we've been on this journey the past few weeks, looking at the Gospel of John on the King and the cross, and Lent is a time where we prepare for Easter. And Lent and Easter really is a time where we have to prepare our hearts and our minds, because God enters into the human story and he turns everything right side up. He turns our expectations about him right side up. And once again, here, this unexpected God that we worship makes an unexpected entry. Jesus regularly surprised, shocked, and even offended those that were around him.
Cristo siempre sorprendía a la gente que estaba con él.
We see in other passages, in the Transfiguration, you guys remember that when Jesus took a couple of his friends, James and John, he took them up to the mountain, and they saw him transfigure. They saw the glory of Jesus shown to Peter, James, and John. And after that encounter, they were left with new knowledge of who Jesus is. Again, Jesus doing things in an unexpected way. Up there on that mountain, Jesus is telling us and communicated with his disciples that I am not the God that you expect me to be.
but I am the God that I am, and that is much, much better than anything that you could think of or expect of me. Part of the message and mystery of Jesus is that Jesus Christ himself embodies that the kingdom of God is at hand. He says that in a couple of passages. He says, the kingdom of God is here. He's talking about himself. I'm here. I've come to save you. We see even in the Gospel of John, in the very first chapter, it says in chapter 1, verse 13, John 1:13, it says that the Word became flesh. He's talking about himself. Jesus is the gospel. Jesus is the good news of God. And so here at Imago Church, if this is your first time here, we're very grateful to have you. Si es su primera vez aquí, les damos la gran bienvenida. The name of this church is Imago Church, and Imago means created in the image of God. Every one of us holds that in common. We're created in the image of God. That's our identity. And we also have purpose. Our purpose is in the image of Christ. And God has formed this community to be a gospel-centered, multicultural community where hope is built through restored relationships. Restored relationships with God and with each other. And the real foundation of all of that is this, that Jesus is Lord, that Jesus entered into Jerusalem with a purpose and with a mission. Here, the road that Jesus enters into is a road that he told them that he would go on.
Este es un camino que él ya le había dicho a los discípulos, que un camino que él iba a tomar a la cruz.
It's a road that he told them would occur, but it is now happening. It is now at hand. It had been anticipated and planned and yet completely missed. They're confused, yet they already knew about this.
Jesús ingresa a Jerusalén y comienza el camino que les dijo que iba a ocurrir, el camino a la cruz.
John, in this account of the life of Jesus, reminds us that our relationship to God is not limited to just a law or tradition or what we think power is. But the whole of the gospel is a redefinition of those things that we take for granted. Then Jesus comes in and he turns those things right side up. He turns our worlds, they may feel like they're upside down, but he's really turning them right side up because he confronts our expectations. He confronts our thoughts and expectations on who God and what reality should look like. What we see, what we talked about in the Transfiguration, Jesus redefines our perception of who God is. What we looked at a couple of weeks ago, where Jesus rolls up his sleeves and he washes the feet of his disciples, Jesus is redefining greatness. When he gives us the new command to love God and to love people, Jesus is redefining the law of God. In Gethsemane, in this great prayer where Jesus says, "Your will, not my will, be done," Jesus is redefining strength. And here, in this amazing moment, in this triumphal entry into Jerusalem, the king is entering Jerusalem. And here, Jesus is redefining authority. Jesus is redefining what it means to be king and to take the cross. Jesus has come triumphantly. He's redefining everything, both vertically and horizontally. Just as the late Billy Graham said, he died last year, but he would say all of us have a vertical and a horizontal relationship. Our vertical relationship with God and our horizontal relationship with one another. Jesus redefines those relationships.
Jesús redefine nuestra relación con Dios y nuestras relaciones con los demás.
And this is expressed concretely in the communion table. We did this a couple of weeks ago, where we took communion together.
At the table, at the communion table, every tribe, tongue, and nation is invited to take part, is invited to take part and belong to God's family. Yes, there is preparation and there is a requirement of self-reflection, but the invitation from Jesus is there for all of us, for all people, in all times, in all places. En la comunión, Dios nos invita a ser parte de su familia. Now, throughout the ministry of Jesus on earth and even today, this unexpected God confronts us in a way that can be pretty uncomfortable sometimes. You know, one thing I love about Imago Church is that part of our vision and mission is to be gospel-centered and multicultural, where hope is built through restored relationships. Parte de nuestra visión es ser iglesia multicultural centrada en el Evangelio. And sometimes that can get pretty messy because different cultures find certain things acceptable and other things unacceptable. Different families find certain things acceptable and other things unacceptable. But Jesus comes to redefine all of those things. Jesús entra y nos va a dar nueva definición de todas esas cosas. Just as Jesus entered triumphantly into Jerusalem, Jesus will enter triumphantly into our hearts, into those places where we wouldn't expect him to be. Jesus comes to redefine and restore. What about you? What are those sacred cows in your life? Or what are some of those topics that are just hands off? Don't talk about that. We're good, just don't go there. What are some of those things for you? Well, I have news for us. Jesus is going to confront those things. Jesus is going to come in to those areas of our lives. And I'm telling you now, and I know what's going to happen. I'm telling us now, and then it's going to happen, and we're going to get surprised. Yet we knew it would happen. Just as Jesus told the disciples, this is going to happen. I'm going into Jerusalem to die, to take the cross, to rise again. They knew, yet they were surprised. But remember, friends, this is the path that Jesus takes us on. The cross comes before the resurrection. And the resurrection cannot be understood without the cross. In the parade, there were palms. There was excitement. It was so great to see the king come who will give. People thought, the king has come to give us what we want.
La gente pensó, Dios sabe que Cristo vino para darnos lo que queremos.
Jesus doesn't come to give them what they want. Jesus gives them what they need, not what they want. As a church, we're in a season of following God into mission. And at Imago Church, may we pray for guidance through the Spirit in prayer and in Scripture. May we pray that God would give us what we need and save us from what we simply want.
Que Dios nos dé lo que necesitamos, no solamente lo que queremos o deseamos.
You know, we pray that individually as disciples, but as a church together, that God would give us what we need, not simply what we want. Because then the old saying can come true, that the only thing worse than never getting what you always wanted is actually getting it. The implications of Jesus being Lord is of one who is supreme authority over everything. Over those sacred areas in our hearts, over nation, over empire, over temple, over tradition. Yeah, Jesus is confrontational. He confronts every part of our lives. He was so confrontational that that's what got him killed. You, friend, who want to be a part of the kingdom of God, remember this. There's only one affirmation to make. And that's the affirmation that Jesus is Lord. We can confess that and live by that, Podemos confesar que Cristo es Señor, que Cristo es Dios, y vivir sometidos a esa realidad.
Everything will be redefined and shifted in new ways. That will be part of the fruit of the authority and the power of Jesus, of us living in line with this truth that Jesus is Lord.
And if you're anything like me, sometimes we love the thrill. We love the thrill of walking into Jerusalem. We love the idea of victory, of excitement, of joy. But will we follow Jesus on his mission to Jerusalem? The triumphal entry with all the victory and the joy was the first step that took him to the cross. Will we follow Jesus all the way? Not just in the triumphal entry, but continue in this Holy Week, in this Passion Week. The triumphal entry took him to the cross. Will we follow him there? And remember that the cross comes before the resurrection.
When we sing about that, and when we talk about that together as a community, that Jesus is Lord, that's also a phrase, that's a phrase of worship, but it's also a calling. It's a calling for us to live and love differently in the world. Do we identify with the Jesus that came to do real business of redemption, to save us from ourselves, to give us what we need, not just what we want, to save us from ourselves and from each other? Or do we think about Jesus and Easter and the cross and the resurrection as something else?
¿Realmente venimos ante de Dios, ante el trono de Dios, o venimos ante otra idea?
The God that we worship, the God that we sing about, is this Jesus that enters triumphantly into Jerusalem. The God who took action on our behalf. Holy Week is what we're entering into this week.
La Semana Santa es lo que estamos entrando este día.
Now, it's a week that's full of all kinds of things, but a week that is full of confrontation as well. Confrontation with death, that's what the cross is about. Confrontation with suffering and seeing the pain that this world is in, that's why Jesus had to come. It was that serious. And it is a confrontation with resurrection, with knowing that the worst things on our lives will not be the last things, but the victory of God, the resurrection, will be the last thing. And there are parts of our lives that we need to look at seriously. There are parts of our lives that Jesus needs to come into unexpectedly. There are parts of our lives that Jesus just needs to be in, and he needs to confront those areas. And just like he did here in Jerusalem, some of you remember, he entered into the temple, and what's one of the first things he started to do? He started to flip tables and clear things off. Jesus needs to do the same thing in our hearts. He needs to come in to confront and clear up. To clear up what needs to be cleared up and sorted. And at times that's going to hurt. At times it's going to feel like death. It's going to feel like taking up a cross. But remember that the work of Jesus always begins with the cross, but ends in resurrection. It ends in restoration. We can trust him.
Podemos confiar en él y confiar en el proceso de la cruz y de la resurrección.
You know, heart transplant is the most compassionate and loving thing that a surgeon can do for a patient that is in need of a new heart. But yet, that seems pretty intense, right? Someone using a knife to open up the chest and take out a heart and give us a new heart, that's pretty raw, that's pretty confrontational. But yet, that is the most compassionate thing that a heart surgeon can do.
You know, someone who doesn't care will just say, oh well, not my problem. But that's exactly what Jesus does. He sees our old hearts and he gives us new hearts.
Cristo nos da nuevos corazones en este proceso de la cruz y de la resurrección. Podemos confiar en él.
You know, we'll end with this point about the triumphal entry into Jerusalem. Well, what exactly was going on here? Well, Jesus was entering Jerusalem, and at the time, Israel had come to the temple to celebrate the Passover. And yet, right in the middle of all of that celebration, there was this interrupting event. It was all interrupted. There was this event of the triumphal entry. And friends, my prayer for us is that this week, as we prepare for our hearts, we prepare our hearts for the cross and for the resurrection, may we be interrupted by the King's entry into our lives and into our hearts. May we encounter Jesus in the parts of our lives that are unexpected. And may we, like him, would we entrust ourselves into his hands, into the hands of the great physician, of the great doctor that has come to restore us and make our old hearts into new hearts. And it's just like Jesus says, it's not those who are healthy who need a physician, but those who are sick. We can come before him. He will make us new. Let's pray. Vamos a orar juntos. Lord, we thank you that you give us not only what we want, but you give us what we need. Te damos gracias, Dios Santo, porque nos das no solamente lo que queremos, pero lo que necesitamos. And Lord, we pray, God, that this morning you would interrupt us, God. You would disrupt our expectations, and you would show us who you truly are. A God who has come to do serious business, Lord, in the hearts and minds of humanity. This week, Lord, as we celebrate Holy Week, as we celebrate Passion Week, Lord, would you do something new? Would you take our old hearts and give us new hearts that align with your heart, O God? Would you give us new minds, Lord, to think and act and be empowered differently? Danos nuevas mentes, danos nuevos corazones, Dios Santo. Lord, disrupt us and turn over the tables in the temples of our own hearts. May we find your love deeper, truer than any need that we have. Que tu amor sea lo más auténtico y lo más real en nuestras vidas. Lord, we offer you this sacrifice of our lives. We offer you our sacrifice of prayer and worship. May we experience your presence and your power to your praise and glory. We pray this in the faithful name of Jesus Christ. Oramos todo esto en el nombre sagrado de Cristo Jesús. We pray this in the name of Jesus, who entered, Lord, when it was hard, when it was difficult, and who took the cross and rose again.